What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And as one of the earlier callers alluded to, there has been a lot of violence back up at Berkeley. Pro-Trump supporters, anti-Trump supporters rioting. Apparently, the anti-Trump supporters were throwing M80 firecrackers into the Trump supporters crowd. And the M80 is a very, very powerful firework. It can cause physical harm. And apparently, the police just sort of sat there and did absolutely nothing, just letting it get out of control. And you have to wonder why. I mean, the election's pretty much over at this point. If you want to protest something, protest against the wars, not against Trump himself. Trump is just a figurehead. The Pentagon is ignoring him. Congress is ignoring him. We all agree the wars are bad. Let's stop beating each other up and say we're going to protest against the wars. Especially you young people. If you do not take a stand against the wars, you are going to be killed and crippled in them, because they are talking about bringing back the draft. Trump just appointed a new head to the selective service system. That's not something you do for an agency that isn't really doing anything. So they're cranking that one up. Okay, let's talk about the economic news a little bit. Despite his campaign rhetoric, all of a sudden Donald Trump is getting very friendly with Wall Street and the Federal Reserve. And Trump is saying that Federal Chair Janet Yellen is not toast after all. She's doing okay here. We understand that Trump is already fundraising for his 2020 run. He's got about $13 million so far. They're claiming it's from small online donations, and I got to tell you right now, I imagine those have pretty much stopped at this point. So now Donald Trump is going to be dependent on corporate money if he's going to run for a second term, and the sellout is just going to get worse. It really is. Russia and China have activated their alternative to the SWIFT system. Now, for those of you who don't know what that is, SWIFT is the electronic transaction system. It goes all over the globe. It connects all the banks together. When you send money from one bank to another bank, especially in another country, it goes through SWIFT. And the United States has weaponized SWIFT. If you don't do what we tell you to do, we will disconnect you from SWIFT. See the power we have over the global economic system. Well, with very little fanfare, Russia and China's SWIFT alternative is up and running. And basically saying Russia now has its own global payment system. There is now an alternative for those who don't want to be abused by SWIFT anymore. And that is one of the major reasons why they are ramping up war against Russia and China. Because the United States has foolishly allowed its manufacturing to decline over the last 30 years. What America makes these days is overpriced junk that will not last. Products that are actually harmful and dangerous, and they try and force them on other countries with treaties like the Trans-Pacific Partnership. And nobody wants our GMO agriculture. And the only thing that is holding the U.S. economy up at this point is forcing the rest of the world to use the U.S. Federal Reserve note for cross-border trade and banking, and countries are turning away from it. And that is the ultimate objective of this new world war, to drag the world back to the Bretton Woods Agreement, where everybody's cross-border trade and banking uses the U.S. dollar, off of which the U.S. charges interest on it. Or they get real manufactured goods and agricultural produce in exchange for boxes of ink and paper. That's what this is really all about. Now, interesting story coming out of Investment Watch blog. And the headline is Conspiracy versus Fact: How Much Gold is in the World? And it is a very important question to ask, because nobody really seems to know. The estimates are all over the world. Now, we're not talking about the gold that's still in the ground somewhere. We're talking about mined, refined investment gold. How much of it is there? Where is it? Are there secret gold stashes? And this is of critical importance because in theory, to set the price of gold, you have to know how much is out there versus the demand. And this is of paramount importance to those who've invested in gold futures contracts. Because there's a growing body of evidence that these contracts have been overprinted in order to help suppress the price of gold. And there may be more than $1 trillion exposure in paper gold contracts for which there is no gold. And we're already at a stage right now where as these contracts come due, they are either rolled over or they are settled for the cash value of the gold that would have been delivered plus a premium for taking the paper instead of the physical gold. But more and more of the holders of these contracts are starting to demand the physical gold, and there seems to be a shortage. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And the fact of the matter is, we talked about this a few years back. I did a couple of episodes of History Channel's America's Book of Secrets, and the episode that seemed to have the most impact around the world was the gold conspiracy, where we talked about how these bullion depositories and these private central banks were playing fast and loose with other people's gold. And that's why when countries like Germany demanded their gold back from the New York Fed and the Bank of France, they got the big stall. Oh, it's going to be years before we can get your gold back to you. And what they have sent back to Germany so far is not the original stamped and numbered bars that were sent there. Now, a bullion depository is like a safety deposit box. You should get back exactly what you put in there, not something similar. And the gold that was returned to Germany wasn't as pure. In fact, it was pretty badly adulterated. So we don't really know how much gold is out there. Are there secret gold stashes? I'm sure there's a lot of gold in private hands, but we're looking at the possibility, just like they did in India, confiscation, outlawing of private gold. India, only a few years ago, was one of the highest per capita consumers of gold for jewelry and for investment, and now it's been turned completely around. Now, over in India, they're in panic mode. India is trying to go cashless. They're the test platform. And the cash is starting to run out. More than 90% of India ATMs are now empty, and it's creating civil unrest. People don't want their money permanently trapped in the bank, and for a very good reason. Article coming out of Economic Policy Journal, the IMF is out there admitting once the society goes cashless, they'll be able to go to negative interest rates on your savings account. Never mind the fees they're charging you on your checking account. You will be forced to keep your extra wealth in the bank, and the bank is going to help themselves to a little tiny bit of it. Once there is no longer a portable store of value that you can have in your home, in your pocket, in the mayonnaise jar that's buried up by the pineapple plantation. These banks are all in trouble. Article coming out of Investment Watch blog. They're still trying to save the Monte Paschi Bank. It's the oldest bank in the world. It was founded in 1472. And the EU Commission is looking at, they're going to have to bail it out. They're going to have to bail it out. And there's something to keep in mind. A bailout isn't really a bailout. It's just another loan. It simply drags the debt slavery out into the future. Here in the United States, things are getting very, very difficult for all those millions of unemployed people that the U.S. government hopes you're not paying attention to. Over in Pennsylvania, their unemployment compensation system is on the verge of collapse. And people who've just lost their job in Pennsylvania can't get the jobless benefits they're supposed to. And remember, those jobless benefits are supposed to be paid for by taxes from the employer. A lot of people don't understand. When you go to work for a company, the governments, plural, are not just taking money out of your paycheck. Your employer has to pay taxes over and above what they pay you, part of which funds the unemployment system. In fact, if you add it all together, the governments are making more off your labor than you do. And apparently some people who've lost their jobs in Pennsylvania have had to wait as long as 8 weeks just to get a single jobless benefits check. Another article coming out of Investment Watch blog, man wants to withdraw 80% of the money in the bank. The bank says no. And this is being reported by Jim Rickards, saying, you know, if you only have $100 in the bank, they'll give it to you. But if you have several thousand dollars and you want it, they won't give it to you in cash. They will only give it to you in a cashier's check, which has to be taken to another bank. They don't want you to have your money in your pocket because they can't play their games with it. And like I just said, the IMF has admitted the goal of a cashless society is to lock your money in the bank, at which point the bank is going to help themselves to it. Route 21 is getting ready to shutter nearly 400 stores nationwide. The retail apocalypse is continuing apace. The retailers are trying to blame online sales, but a lot of online sales companies are not doing very well either. Amazon's doing great, no question about that. A lot of other online sellers aren't doing as well because of the wealth inequality. For an economy to be healthy, currency must be flowing freely at all levels of society into all necessary sectors of investment. Under the fascism that we have been living under for years, all the wealth is now concentrated very tightly at the top. And there aren't enough money junkies to go around to all the shopping malls and buy all the retail products to keep the consumer economy going. And that's why retail is locking up. The customers don't have any money. People are living paycheck to paycheck. Remember the housing bubble of 2008? Wall Street learned nothing from it. You know why? You got to pay for it. You, the American taxpayer, got to bail Wall Street out of the disaster of the mortgage-backed security fraud. And nobody on Wall Street went to jail. And having not had to learn any bitter lessons about this sort of behavior, we now have a new bubble, the car loan bubble, which is going on right now. And they're out there trying to get people to buy cars. And admittedly, the prices are really, really good. If you actually had money, now would be a great time to buy a car. And nobody wants to borrow any more money. They're not sure they can pay it back. Now they're starting to have car loans with longer payment terms than the life expectancy of the car itself. Up until recently, the deal has been that you will have a five-year loan for the car, which, because of planned obsolescence, is designed to pretty much fall apart at 5 years. Now they're selling those five-year lifespan cars with car loans that go to 8 and 10 years. You can see what's going to happen down the road there. Saudi Arabia, as the cheap oil cuts into their economy, they're starting to neglect their infrastructure projects. Well, welcome to our world. Take a look around at the crumbling infrastructure in this country, in this wartime economy. Bridges are collapsing. Highways are having to be closed. Rural roads are being allowed to go back to gravel. Look around at the state of the country right now and ask yourself if you're getting value for money from this government. Or do we need a cash for clunkers law where we take our current, bloated, inefficient government, send it over to the junkyard to get crunched up into a metal coffee table, and we all get a check for $50,000 to buy a new, smaller, more efficient government? I think it's time that we do this. One area of the economy that's doing really well, there's a boom in the building of underground bunkers. Prepper bunkers, fallout shelters are back in fashion. I remember during the Cold War, fallout shelters were everywhere. And some of them were built really well. Some of them were ridiculous. There were a lot of scammers out there. I remember seeing an ad one time where it was basically a crate covered with aluminum paint where you could shelter yourself from a nuclear explosion. Do you remember that film we were all shown in school with Bert the Turtle, duck and cover? And they were showing all the things you could do to protect yourself from a nuclear bomb, like get under your desk at school or pull the picnic table, a picnic cloth over your head, none of which would actually work. And they knew it wasn't going to work. The purpose of that film was to brainwash children into thinking nuclear war was survivable. Looking back on it now, it's laughable. Oh, and by the way, I got a lot of email from a lot of people who looked at that Atomic Cafe documentary, and they were absolutely stunned and shocked to see what had really been going on back there. Okay, now getting on to immigration refugees here. Over in Sweden, finally somebody has got some common sense. Spokespeople for the trucking industry are pushing back on these Swedish feminist government suggestion that the way to end terrorism is to ban trucks, which have been used in the truck bombings. And the trucking industry is saying, no, let's ban the terrorists and let the truckers go on doing what they do for a living. Can you believe the ridiculousness of that idea? Oh, the terrorists are using truck bombs, we'll ban trucks. Apparently, acid attacks are on the rise in London. Multiculturalism is failing. People don't want their cultures forcibly joined together. All over Europe, and people are really, really pushing back on it. And getting on back to the disappointment of Donald Trump, remember during his campaign, he said he was going to stop all the Syrian refugees coming to the United States of America because inevitably some of them were going to be terrorists who were going to do harm to the United States of America because of the harm the United States is doing to Syria. And he's not only reversed himself, he has doubled the number of Syrian refugees being allowed into the United States of America. What a complete betrayal and sellout of everybody who supported him. Okay, let's talk about United Airlines and why these people don't seem able to learn from their mistakes. Apparently, the culture of passenger abuse, which, by the way, let's be fair, it is not just United Airlines. A lot of other people and a lot of other airlines are getting bad treatment. You get groped for check-in. You get dragged down the aisle for check-out. It's really not a pleasurable experience anymore. But apparently, there was a United Airlines flight that was half empty. And apparently there was this couple who were on their way to their wedding, and there was somebody in their aisle who wanted to stretch out and get some sleep. Since the plane was half empty, the couple changed seats. And then the flight attendants came on back and said, you can't sit there, that's not your assigned seat. And they had the couple removed from the airplane. For doing this, you know, we're going to move and let the other person actually stretch out and get some sleep. They were trying to do this guy a favor. And they got thrown off the plane. And by the way, there's all kinds of jokes and memes about United Airlines. They're going to be years getting their brand identity back from this one. And you would think that they would be out there saying, got to be very, very cool. Now, supposedly United has just now announced a policy where already boarded and seated passengers will not be removed. If they have to make room on a plane, it'll be done at the gate, which means they'll be dragging you through the airport. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443, and we'll be right back. Oh, yeah.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. I'm looking at the Fox News feed, and they're out there with this. Trump is saying North Korea's got to behave. I'm sorry, but just who is it who has their military weapons floating off of whose coast? And I think it's important to understand something. Look at every country the United States has bombed, invaded, drone struck, regime changed over the last 16 years. What is the one common factor in all of them? They didn't have weapons to deter invasion. The U.S. is basically whooping on countries who cannot fight back. And that's why they're angry at North Korea. North Korea wants to have the weapons to deter an invasion. As that other caller mentioned, if you look at how North Korea's defenses are organized, they're all defensive, not offensive. It's ridiculous here. All right, let's take a phone call. Mo in Florida, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Mo, are you there? Mo, are you? There you are. You're on the air.
Oh, sorry. No, I was just saying, I'm trying to keep it light a little bit because I mean, I'm like you. I'm not, you know, in the sights of, you know, Kim Young, whatever his name is, the Pillsbury Doughboy stand-in. But, you know, so, you know, you just, it's just so bizarre. You know, my thinking is this. Why, the only thing, there's some things that are just, you're so right about just about everything. I mean, you know, before I think something, you pretty much say it. You know, it's like, you know, you get it. Your mind's free. But, you know, one thing I don't understand, if Trump is, the deep state or whatever you want to call it, the neocons, the trilateral, all that stuff. If they really, have him, which I believe they do, this guy could go on national TV like his Twitter thing and just, but he could do a fireside chat every night.
Yeah.
Just to put that and get the American people, come on, let's go. This is our last shot, bro. Am I right?
Yeah, but again, like I said, this information I had coupled with this article about the Pentagon, we seem to have a third person on the line. The war agenda is moving forward, and all Donald Trump can do is continue as president or not. And if he were to try and go public on any of this stuff, he could be assassinated on the spot. They probably showed him the Zapruder film from Dallas, Texas, and said, see, we can kill presidents who don't go along with the agenda and get away with it. And Trump may just be afraid of that. They may have threatened his family. There's enough pressure there. One more thing about North Korea that everybody needs to remember. They're one of the few countries on Earth that do not have a privately owned central bank. The North Korean government makes its own money. Horrors! Horrors! Of course we must invade them.
That's true. And one other thought, Michael, get your thinking on this. I don't know. Do you know who Bixwer is?
Yeah, I know who he is.
Yeah. He's the one who's out there saying, buy silver because there's a lot of hidden gold. We got plenty of gold. I don't believe that.
No, I don't either.
I kind of want to get your thoughts on that.
Okay, for some reason the phone line keeps cutting in and out. The problem is we don't know how much gold there is. We do know there's a lot of silver. But again, we're dealing with an economic system that is rooted in the fraud of the private central banks. And we know they're manipulating the stock market. They're trying to conceal the true scale of the unemployment problem. We're not getting good, accurate information from anybody in the financial sector with which we could make any kind of a reasonable conclusion. All we have are these questions. But certainly the gold traders are acting like they're dealing with a shortage.
Yeah, well, they certainly try to grab it in every invasion that we make.
After they went into Libya, the goal for the golden R, nobody knows where that went. Got to let you go, Mo. We got to take a break for commercials.
Thanks, Michael.
We'll be back. Let's have some more phone calls. 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
If you've got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York.
And hello, I'm Erica. Welcome back to the show here. We got a bunch of calls waiting on the line. Before I get to them, though, a couple of things here. Apparently, the riots in Berkeley are continuing, and the corporate media is saying that this is all about Donald Trump releasing his tax returns, and Trump is out there saying, look, the election is over. I don't think either story is accurate, because over the weekend, I saw another story about how there was a movement among liberals to withhold their taxes this year in protest over the wars, and I imagine a lot of conservatives are going to join them in on that one. So this isn't about the tax returns. It's about the fact that we're not getting the government we voted for. Therefore, why should we pay for it? Now, getting on back to the idea that we're being lied to about the economic news, story coming out of RIMF.com, consumer confidence grows, beats analysts' predictions. This is from the University of Michigan. And this is a rah-rah to try and get you down to the shopping malls and buy things. The consumers are confident again. Everything is hunky-dory. And if you believe that one, I have some of Assad sarin gas to sell you. Let's go back to the phones here. Peter in Dallas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
You're losing a little weight. You're looking better.
Could you repeat that? We've got a bad connection.
I said you're losing weight. You look a little thinner.
I've lost about 80 pounds now.
Well, you look the last time I looked.
Maybe Claire says the same thing.
Maybe you can clarify something for me. When they talk about the Fed's balance sheet, right now I guess it's $4 trillion, and they bought up all the bad loans for the from the banks to, so that they could continue to operate. Now, they sort of implied that those assets belong to the bank. They don't belong to the bank. All those bad loans belong to the U.S. citizen, right?
Yeah, they dumped them on the American people. That's what TARP was all about. Following the 2008 meltdown of the mortgage-backed security fraud, they passed that Troubled Asset Relief Program, which basically took over all that bad paper from the mortgage meltdown at taxpayer expense. And it's all worthless junk paper. For all we know, they used it up in the restrooms over there on the stock exchange. And they're going to do it again. Under fascism, the ordinary people are forced to pay for all the losses of business.
But when they say it's the Fed's balance sheet, that's really misleading. It should be the United States' balance sheet.
Again, the Federal Reserve is itself a privately owned bank. It's not really part of the government. It's no more federal than Federal Express. But unfortunately, because the Federal Reserve does have its tentacles into the Congress, they can basically soak the American taxpayer for whatever they need to keep their little Ponzi scheme going.
Well, yeah, okay, but I mean, calling it the Fed's balance sheet sort of implies that the banks are on the hook. The banks are off the hook.
That's right.
That's
exactly right. We the American people, are going to be forced to continue to make payments on the unpayable debt one way or the other. And it's all basically a scam. They've been running it in this country for a little over 100 years. They've been playing the same scam on the entire earth for 300 years. And people are finally waking up to it. And we're seeing more and more articles out there about why the Federal Reserve ought to be nationalized or ended. We're seeing all these other countries that are going back to value-based monetary systems because we can see that this creation of money out of thin air and lending it out at interest, it makes the bankers rich, the people poor, and inevitably leads to war after war after war after war.
So would you be in favor of a fixed money supply? The supply doesn't increase. It stays the same. If we become more efficient, prices go down. Or do you still think we need to be expanding the money supply?
Well, in theory, the ideal situation is the money supply or the commodity base under the money supply has to expand to keep pace with the growth of population because you're going to need that additional monetary supply to build additional housing, additional factories, additional stores, and so forth, which is why one of the reasons I've suggested that a new monetary system could be based on a unit of electricity, because as society grows, inevitably it's producing more electricity for its own needs. And if we had a currency that represented, for example, a kilowatt hour of electricity as a commodity base with a currency, then you've got a currency that can't be hoarded, can't be monopolized, it can't be inflated, and it will keep pace with population growth.
Well, why couldn't we just say that the currency is based on the economy? I mean, it's not... You can buy gold with it, or you can buy sneakers with it, or you can buy a car with it. It's basically what you can spend it on. I'm not sure why we have to make it on some specific thing. That you can say we have a powerful economy, so
that's what the Federal Reserve is doing now. That's why they're always trying to talk about the GNP but it's all fairy tale money. If it isn't anchored to something of tangible known value, then the bankers can. There's no restriction on inflating it away, which is exactly what they've done ever since the Federal Reserve was created. A U.S. dollar today is worth about 6 cents of what a U.S. dollar was worth at the creation of the Federal Reserve. And so,
That leaves my point. Is the key thing about money is that it doesn't, that they don't increase more and more and more of it. It's just the key thing is that it's stable. The whole idea with basing on gold is the amount of gold is fairly fixed. Isn't the key thing just that
the value of gold isn't fixed? There are gold mines out there. They're talking about actually mining the asteroid belt for gold now. But any commodity base is going to work. It doesn't have to be gold. It doesn't have to be silver. But you've got to tie the currency to a commodity with a universally recognized value in order to prevent the kind of abuses we saw under the Federal Reserve System.
Well, you know, Spain, back when they took all the silver out of Mexico, and they all of a sudden there was this abundance of silver in Spain, they went and their economy crashed. So, again, I don't think it's so much the commodity as the quantity of money being stable. I'll leave you alone, Michael, but thank you.
All right, thank you very much. We're going to switch over to Jerry in Chicago. Jerry, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Okay, did we lose Jerry? All right, let's go to Fred. Jerry, are you there?
No, I'm sorry. I thought you were going to call me.
Okay, is this Sherry in Texas? Okay, who is on the line right now?
Well, I'm here.
Okay, and your name is?
Sherry in Texas.
Okay, you are Sherry in Texas. Okay,
yes.
What
it's
is on your
question.
Mind? Sure.
Thanks. Yeah, it's going to be really very difficult and frustrating knowing that our government, the Pentagon, you said, right, is going forward with war with or without Trump. I can't say I'm surprised, but this is major. I mean, this is so major. Can Trump make this clear through tweets or something? I mean, how are we all going to get on board behind this if the mainstream media, are they going to mention this? I want to refer this information to my friends as through, I don't know if it can be read someplace. I can send them an article. People need to know, because we're going to have to hear people saying, oh, look, he's selling us out. And this sounds like he has no choice, which is kind of what I figured in the first place. It's either he goes or he goes along with it. And this is something I want everyone to know about, especially my kids.
We have a couple of articles linked to the front page of whatreallyhappened.com. But you just need to open your eyes and realize that for whatever reason, it doesn't really matter. Trump has reversed all of his campaign promises, and those of us who were trying to get Trump in there did so, at least in part, to derail the rush to a new world war, and yet it's still moving forward. And so a lot of people are still, you know, they're asking legitimately, who's calling the shots over here? Even Russia is saying they're not sure who's actually running the country. If it's Donald Trump or the Congress or the Pentagon or AIPAC, they don't know who's really ultimately in charge, and that is a dangerous situation.
I'll check the website. Thank you, Mike.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to back up to Jerry in Chicago. Jerry, aloha. Thank you for waiting. What is on your mind? Jerry, are you there? We seem to be having some problems with our phone system today. All right, well, let's go to Fred in Missouri, then we'll come back to Jerry. Fred in Missouri, are you there?
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
I'm just going to make a couple points about what you had said a little bit earlier. The first one, in regard to the gold, I think you're absolutely right on about that. But there's a lot of evidence that we do have gold in the ground. And what that is maybe a finite number, but there's definitely a lot of gold in the ground still that can be used and to support the idea of what you're claiming about commodities. But there's a couple other things I just noticed that just seems to run me the wrong way. On this United Airlines thing, those people were put on another plane, and they were sent by United Airlines to their destination.
You're talking about the married couple?
Yes.
Okay.
And you know, now, I don't know, you know, if everybody's, you know, spinning this stuff or what. But when you mention the business about Trump and the Syrians, you fail to mention that the additional Syrians was written in under Obama. And Trump really stepped up in front of this thing trying to get this legislation through to stop these people before they got here. And it was the Ninth Circuit that stopped Trump. They got some pretty sharp lawyers coming up with all kinds of reasons why they could do this. So I really think, you know, on some of these issues, you know, Trump is probably wondering himself maybe why he took the job. But the reality of it is, a lot of us voted for Trump because we believe in the ideas. And, you know, I just think that when you make that statement, I think it should be clear that, you know, not everything that that's out there is you know, just red, green, and blue. I mean, it's just there's a lot of gray areas in this stuff.
Well, if you're seeing gray, it means you're not looking close enough. The reality is the Ninth Circus Court of Appeals is openly violating the law. The judges are trying to rewrite the law from the bench, and Donald Trump has every right to have the Attorney General actually go after them or have the Supreme Court overturn them. Again, it looks like he's just going along with the deep state. Now, going on back to the issue about the gold being in the ground, there is a lot of gold down there. But mining comes down to something called the unit cost of extraction, which
right.
is how much does it cost to get an ounce of gold out of the ground. And
that's
if it
right.
costs, if it costs more than that ounce is worth, then the mining operation stops because it's not making money. As long as the price of gold is artificially being kept low, there are a lot of gold mines which right now are sitting idle. When the price of gold starts to go on up, you're going to see those mines renew their operation. You're going to see more exploration, and you're going to see people who are going to be trying to come up with cool ways to, for example, refine the gold that's actually floating in seawater. Maybe come up with some sort of a graphene filter that filters it out.
Well, I don't have all the chemical ideas on this. I the one thing I know a little bit about is what's going on in the Grand Canyon, and they've been very careful not to talk about it. But Brix Ware, he kind of jumped into that. He kind of gave some highlights of what they found and going back and looking at the newspaper articles, you know, at the turn of the century and everything. But it is amazing that they put this huge marine base at this end and they don't let anybody near it, you know. And I don't think they're making, you know, I don't think they're making secret weapons or it's a UFO base. There's another reason there.
Okay, well, thank you very much. We're going to let you go here, and I guess we lost Jerry in Chicago, and we're going to go to Jim in Michigan. Aloha, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Jim in Michigan.
Hey, Michael.
There you are. Okay.
Hey, I love your program, man. It's like I turn off all other programs and even listen to it, you know, the replays. So, anyways, great show. I was just thinking that we could probably rename Donald Trump's political affiliation to Hino, President okay. and Name Only.
Could very well be. I mean, wouldn't be the first time in history that happened. If you look at the latter days of the Merovingian kings, they were little more than ceremonial figureheads. All the power was in the palace officials. Or even the last emperor of China. The last emperor of China, Isinjiro Puyi, he was emperor in name only, and he went through all the ceremony, but the real power was with the palace officials until China basically took it all over.
Now, what do you think, Michael? And I know, trying to figure out what he's up to, because I called before on Trump, and I'm a Trump supporter. I was, at least until he went, you know, off the deep end. But, you know, if the Pentagon is not listening to him, Congress is not listening to him, I think the biggest problem we have as far as American people, we don't really know what's going on.
That's true.
Do you think there's any chance, that if Trump came and said, I've been threatened by the Pentagon, I've been threatened by this person, that person, and this is what we have to do? Because, you know,
they would say he's gone paranoid, invoke the 25th Amendment, and remove him from office and send him to a mental institution.
Oh. I never even thought about it. Yeah, but you're probably right. But what I'm thinking, though, is they're threatening the president. You know, there could be, you know, a reason for arresting people, but then they'd say he was a tyrant, you know. So, yeah, it's like, damn if you do, damn if you don't. I just I feel sorry for the guy.
I don't. He wanted the job.
Oh, and I understand that, but again, he's again. I don't know what's going on with him because he's doing everything he said he wouldn't do. So, anyway, just God pray for us, because I hope, whether it's the Pentagon or whomever that's just behind all this. Like you say, I have children, and I'm thinking, my goodness gracious, I don't want to be, you know, have sea mushroom claws around my neighborhood. So. And And I don't want to have to put up with the radiation. Everything else is just going to destroy everything. So these people must be personally insane to even, you know, contemplate the fact that we should have a nuclear war, because it's not going to be good. So anyway,
well, it's not going to be
Mike.
Good for us. But the problem is our military high command and our politicians who have underground bunkers at the Greenbrier and Mount Weather. They think they can survive a nuclear war even if they lose it. And they'll just say, oh, we blew it, and they go down underground for 6 months to a year, and they come on out, and, oh, look at all the room we have now for our wonderful palaces. All right, we're going to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing. Legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we finally got Jerry in Chicago back on the line, hopefully with a working phone connection. Jerry, what's on your mind today? Jerry, are you there?
Yes, I am here.
Okay, good, good. What is on your mind today?
Aloha, Michael, and thanks a lot for taking my call. I appreciate it. You know, you made a statement in the last half hour about North Korea not having a central bank. I am not 100% sure about Iran or Syria, but I know Russia got rid of their central bankers several years ago. Could that be why they are our enemy?
Yeah, well, that's one of the reasons. To be technically accurate, you are correct. Iran does not have a private central bank. We're talking about private central bank as opposed to a state central bank. In Russia's case, their bank is still privately owned, but Putin took direct government control of it to manage Russia's public currency as a public utility. And that was pretty much the day that Russia went from being our friend and partner to the top of the U.S. government's special high interest targets list. And so North Korea and Iran and Syria have government state central banks. But the goal of the Rothschilds, obviously, is for the entire world to be enslaved to privately owned central banks that create money, or create currency out of thin air and loan it into circulation at interest.
Well, I just wanted to bring up that synonym because it seems like our media is attacking all these countries that doesn't have a private central bank. And with that, aloha, and thank you very much. Have a great day.
Thank you very much. Yeah, and many of these countries that the U.S. has regime changed in the last several years did not have private central banks. In fact, look at what happened with Libya, where Muammar Gaddafi closed the privately owned central bank there, set up a state bank, set up a new currency based on value, the gold dinar, and then told the rest of the world that Libya's oil was for sale, but only for the gold dinar, and that's when they went after him. So it's all being driven by money, the petrodollar, Bretton Woods. And if you are a parent of a child that is either at or approaching military age, it is time to make the decision as to whether you are willing to let your child be killed or crippled in an argument over whose brand of ink and paper the world will use for money for the next 100 years. Okay, we're going to take to the phones. Anne in Colorado, aloha. What is on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I have looked into various topics like the UN agenda for depopulation, Agenda 21, and they both seem to be the big umbrella. All these other components of war, the military-industrial complex, the medical-industrial complex, the pharmaceuticals, the bad food, air, water, vaccinations, and I know you're not big on chemtrails. It just all seems to fall under this huge umbrella of depopulation.
Well, there's been, and I'm going to have to take you through the commercial the station identification break here, and so don't hang up. Depopulation is something that has been talked about for a long time. And by the way, Agenda 21 is already renamed Agenda 30 because it's way, way behind schedule. But we even heard George Herbert Walker Bush talk about getting rid of the useless eaters and culling out the population. And there is an ugly reality that between Fukushima, the Deepwater Horizon, various other contaminations, including the GMO, right now, there simply isn't enough safe, healthy food to feed the current human population, which is why they're out there now saying that people who want to eat healthy food are mentally ill and all the rest of that nonsense. My concern about the population is there's always going to be a population problem because sex is a lot more fun than dying. My complaint is those who are arguing for population decline, they want somebody else to die or somebody else to go without children. And I think if you think there's a population problem, feel free to jump off that building over there and try and hit a banker on the way to the ground. Okay, we're at, I think, our station identification right now. And we'll be right back. There it is.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app. a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO.